And that Sadi Aleph Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, towards where the wide lines begin. Mishaya Nasui Shteinashim Umesu Vacharkach Mesu. So this is our classical case of the when we say the Subis Benin Dichrin, they're both the married to two women, he had children, and then they both died in his lifetime. And then he died after that. So Yisomim Mevakshim Ksuvas Iman. So the two sets of Yisomim from the two wives, specifically one Ksuba is larger than the other one. If they're both the same, there's no Nafkamin anyways, that they're just everything's divided out. They're not going to be if one of the Ksubas are bigger than the other one. So the one from the bigger Ksuba would rather want to claim the Ksuba of the mother, and which is a higher Ksuba, instead of just dividing everything out equally. So that one of the larger Ksuba would want the Ksuba of the mother. But Vein Shamela Shtei Ksubos. But there's only exactly the amount of money to divide out for the two Ksubas and nothing else extra for the Yerusha. So what do you do? Chol Ki Meshav. There's no Ksubas between Dichrin, as we learned before, that it only applies if there's some extra money, minimal, the dinar, as we've seen, to have for the Yerusha Deraisa. And since you don't have the Yerusha Deraisa, you don't, there's no Ksubas in Dichrin, you just divide out the property equally amongst everybody.
When we say dinar, is it silver dinar or gold dinar? Big difference.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, Hayasham Moser Dinar. If you have the extra dinar, then Elu Nosting Ksuba Siman, Velu Nosting Ksuba Siman, then we have the Ksubas Fnin Dichrin. Okay. Next case, Im Amru Yesomim, Anachnu Mailim Al Nichse Avinu Yafe Dinar, Kidei Shitlu Ksuba Siman, Iman Ein Shomin Lahem, Ela Shamin Hanechasim Beveistin. Meaning, let's say, for example, the example is going to be given later on, so we'll use this as the example. Let's say that you have the two ksubas of the mothers, right? One is, let's say, worth 1,000 dinars, and one's worth 500. And his property is exactly 1,500. So there's no, in such a case, you don't give each one the mother's ksuba. You don't take ksubas dinar, because nothing extra for the raisa. So what would you do? So you're supposed to just take the 1,500 and divide it out. Let's say, for argument's sake, there's only two boys, one boy from each. So they each get 750 split. Okay. Now, obviously, we said the one with the larger two would rather, you know, take the get the 1,000 than the 700 and split 750. Rhonda get his 1,000. But there's no extra money for the Yerusha Deraisa, no Mosar Dinar. So what does he want to do? So the one from the 1,000 wants to do the following. Wants to inflate the value of the property, of the, let's say, the 1,000 that he's taking, inflate it, at least a dinar, you know, more, and say, well, this property is not worth 1,000, it's worth 1,001 dinars. And now, he says, then, what do you know? I mean, there's the other one's taking 500, I'm taking now, there's 1,001, really, is per with it. Oh, there's an extra dinner here, wonderful, now we can do Ksuvas Benin Dichrin, he can take 1,000, the other one, the 500. So that's what he wants to do, but the Mishnah says you can't do that. El Shamin HaNechasim BeBeisdin, he can't inflate the himself, or themselves, can't inflate the value of the Nechasim, so there can be a Moser Dinar, rather you have to just go to the Beisdin, whatever they Koveya, is it, and finish. Hayusham nechasim beroi, einu kemuchzak. Meaning, let's say again, and for argument's sake, our case 1,500, and that's all there is. All the nechasim is only 1,500. However, there's the father's father. The father died, right? And that's what's left. But the father's father is still alive. So the one of the, let's again, the larger ksuba says, wait a minute. Okay, there's no Moser Dinar, but there's Moser Dinar coming to us. You know, this wait till the grandfather dies, and then there's going to be more nechassim coming in. But he's not dead yet, so hasn't come in yet. So the question is, can we take that into account, the future Yerusha that's coming? So you can't. Einu kemuchzak, what's there is there, and you can't go by what's coming in the future. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu yesham nechassim she'ein lem achrayis, einam kulim. Ad sheyu sham nechassim she'esh lem achrayis, Yosir al shtei ksubas dinar. So this is what we've seen yesterday, whenever, the Rabbi Shimon's shita, that the mosar dinar has to be of karka, can't be of cash. The ksubas in general are anyways of karka. They have to be of karka. But what the shaila is the extra mosar dinar, does that have to be karka also or not? So Rabbi Shimon said it has to be karka, can't be movable. And it has to be, as we said, yosir al shtei ksubas dinar. Okay, let's see Rashi. Yesomim mevakshim ksubas imam, shtei ksubas imam meruba, right? The one that has the bigger one, 1,000, let's say, in our example. Meruba shel chaver. Tavramrim, and they say to Vamrim, to the banim, they say ksubas benin dichrin anito. We're going to take the ksubas benin dichrin, you know, the 1,000 of our mothers. Vechinatem, and you take the other one, the 500, whatever. Vashar nachalok, and whatever is extra, we'll split. Cholkim b'shaveh. So we said that kishar you call Yerusha lefi gulgol. So if there's no extra whatever, so then they just split it up whatever there is. In this case, it would be 1,500. They split it amongst the kids. Imamru Yesomim b'nei ksuba gedola, you know, they really want the ksubas minichrim, but there's not this extra moser diner. So what do they say? Hare anu mailim al nichsevini. We're going to inflate the worth of the property of the father. Mailim demeim lekablam aleinu b'yoker. We'll accept it as more. Kedei dinar, yeser al shavyan. It's really, let's see, worth 1,000. Well, we're evaluated as 1,001. Kedei shiyusham moser diner. And then, you talk ksubas nima, so that they can take the moser diner. Say they can't do that. Hayusham nechasim baroi. Baroi lipo means it's roi to fall to them as a Yerusha from Avi Aviyam, from the grandfather, Achar Mos Aviyam, after their father had died. Ukashed tipol yesham Moser Dina. Right now there's no Moser Dina, but when that Yerusha comes in, then there'll be this Moser Dina b'shtek Yerusha. So you can't do that. Einam kibim uchsak, ein nechshavim achshav liyot ki ilu hein muchsakim v'hen kfar v'yesham Moser Dina. You can't do that. It's considered as if there's now already a Moser Dina, because what's going to come in the future?
When they evaluating it at the time the Beis Din is sitting, or at the time of the
Nisan? Very good question. It happens to be the next Gemara. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. So we have a Braisa. The Gemara. Lezeh alef lezeh chamesh mion. As example, the Braisa gives one ksuba is worth 1,000, one ksuba is worth 500. Im yesha moser dinar, besides the 1,500, you have besides an extra dinar, then elu notlim ksuba siman, velu notlim ksuba siman. But if not, if you don't have the moser dinar, then yechalku b'shava, then you just take the 1,500, put it all together, and divide it out according to the heads, and finish. Okay, now comes our false inyan. Pshita, merubin v'nitmatu, kfar zachu behem yorshim. So it's pashut that if the nechasim, upon the death, was X amount, okay, and you had your mosar dinar, and therefore they can each take the ksubas iman, and everything's good, but v'nitmatu. Then, when it came to the Beis Din to evaluate it, after the death, whenever it was, and then they started evaluating, they see they went down in value, and now you don't have the Moser Dinar. So the question is, you go by after the death of the father, where there was that extra Moser Dinar, and they can each take the Subas Iman, or do we go by when the Beis Din evaluates, and now there's not Moser Dinar anymore, now you can't do the, you can't take the Subas Iman. What do you do? Says the Gemara, it's Pshita that Kfar Zachu Behem Yorshim. So the ones that was for the 1,000, let's say the bigger ksuba was already zocha. As soon as the father died, there was a moser diner. They are right to collect the ksuba. It doesn't matter if later the Beis Din evaluates that it's less. However, that's pasha. But what about muatin v'nisrabu mai? What about the opposite? That when the father died, there wasn't a moser diner, but then later on, it went up in value, the thing, when it came to base, and now there is a Moser Dina. What's the din here? So Tashma, the Nichse Deve Bar Tsartzur, Muatin Nisrabuhabu. We had this case of this family, whatever, Bar Tsartzur, that it was exactly this case. The Nechasim were not worth, they didn't have the Moser Dina at the time when the father died, but then it went up in value. So what happened? Vasu Lakame Rav Amram. So again, Rav Amram, say, what's the din? So what did he say? Amar lahu zil paisinhu, go and settle with the, he was talking to the sons that had the lesser ksuba. He said, go settle with your brothers with the bigger ksuba. In other words, that it since it went up in value, they are roi to get your brothers the both of you whatever the ksuba is between dichrin, they're going to get the bigger amount. So you have to give in to your brothers. What happened? Lo ashkachu. They didn't listen. It's a nothing doing. We're not going to let them take the ksuba, the bigger ksuba. So what happened? Amar lahu, he told them, listen, ilo pesaiti mifaisisu lahu, then machina lahu besilva de lo mabadama. So if you don't do what I'm telling you to do, then I'm going to hit you with a thorn that doesn't draw blood. Which means, Rashi says, I'm going to put you into cherem. Nice way of saying, I'm going to put you in cherem if you don't listen to me. So what happened? Shadarinhu alakami de Rav Nachman. So Rav Amram, I don't know why, but he sent them to Rav Nachman and said, go see where Rav Nachman's going to say pasuk about this. So fine. So they went to Rav Nachman. Amar lahen, so what are Rav Nachman paskin? Kishem shemerubim minismatu, turned to study Aleph on the base, zachu behen yorshim, so kach muati minisrabu zachu behen yorshim. So in fact, Rav Nachman didn't paskin like Rav Amram. He said not that way. He said that it always goes by what it is at the time of death. So just like when we said it was Pshita, when the father died, there was a lot of nechazin, there was mosar dinar, and then you do the ksuvus in dichrin. So too, when the father dies and there's very little nechazim, then you don't do ksuvus in dichrin, and therefore the ones with the lesser ksuba, you know, they benefit. They get they divide out all the property and they get an equal amount and they benefit. So it ends up that Rav Nachman was not passing like. There's a shaila had to learn. That's how this is how Rashi learned. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see Rashi. Merubim b'shasmi. So when he died, it was a lot. Ve'ilu shamum b'otoshah. If they would have at that time evaluated it, hayasha mosar dinner. There'd be a mosar dinner. Ve'nismatu. But then it went down. Shehuzlu kodem shamuha b'beisim. But then it went down before the beis din evaluated. For zachu b'hem yorshei ksuba gadol. They already get the ksuba. Lischut liks b'ksubas imam mishas misa, because that's when the time there was. So that's it. They get it from that time. Shayasha mosardina. They came to Rav Amram and he said zil paisinu liyorshei ksuba gadola. You know, is that because they get the larger amount. Silva de lo mabadama. That's translated as the kot she'ain motzidam, a thorn that doesn't take out blood. Benokfo bebasa, when it touches the skin. Kolomar shamta v'nidue. In other words, I'm going to put you into chair. Okay, next page. Rashi says zachu behen that the yorshei ksuba ktana, they are zoche lachlok hakol b'shaveh. They are zoche that everything is divided out equally. Hoyel b'shas mitza. Again, we go by shas mitza. Lo have a mosar. There wasn't a mosar, and that's what it states.
According to that, how does he understand the mission? The mission says if the guy wants to put in some more now, but what good will it do to put something more now? Of course, b'shas mitza.
He's not putting in anything. That's why he's not putting in anything more. He's just inflating its value, whatever it is. He's not saying, not throwing in more. It goes at the what it's worth. Right. Okay, the Gemara gives now a siman to the cases which are going to come up. The siman is Elef Umeya Mitzvah Biksuba Yaakov Zakaf Sedosav Bidvari Masiki. Okay, so we'll see a couple of cases. Hahu gavra, dehavu maske be alfizuze, havaloi tre padne. What happened? A guy owed a thousand zoos, and he had two mansions. Zabinhu chada bechamesh mea, vechada bechamesh mea. What happened? He sold his two mansions, the borrower sold two mansions, each one for 500, and he owed 1,000, right? So Ata Balchov, so the Balchov came and he says, I want my 1,000 zoos. He says, don't have any money. He says, okay, well, where are your two mansions that are worth 1,000 zoos? Because I sold them. Fine. So what does he do? What the halacha says, goes to the buyers to take them away. So he went, Tarfa Lachadaminayu, he took one of the mansions, that's half the debt, 500. And then Hadar Katarif Leidach, he was going to take the second mansion, but the buyer was not interested. He liked these houses that he bought, and he wanted to keep it, the other one at least. So what did he do? Shakal Alfezuze, Vika'azil Agabe. So he took 1,000 zoos, the buyer that bought the houses, that lost one of them to this guy. He took 1,000 zoos, he went up to the Malve, and he said to him the following, Amar Le, Ishavya Lach Alfezuze Lechaye. But if not, Vilo Shakal Alfezuze Vistalik. He says, if I'll give you two choices. Either the house that you took, the mansion you took, if you really, really want it so badly, fine, keep it, but accept it as if it was 1,000 zoos. It was only worth a 500, right? He took it as 500. So now he's going to take the other 500 from the other house. But he said, no, accept that house as 500, that 500 as 1,000, and good, and that's it, I won't bother you. But if not, then give me back my house that I bought, and I'm giving you the 1,000 zoos. In other words, that's 1,000 zoos what you bought, that's what you want back, so here's your 1,000 zoos. So you have two choices. Either accept the house, if you really like the house a lot, accept it as 500, and if not, then give it back to me and just take 1,000 zoos and finish. So that's what he told the guy. Now, Sava Rami Bar Chama LeMeimar, that you can't do that. Why? Because Hainu Masnisin. That's what we saw in the case in our Mishnah. That Im Amru Yasomim, Harayanu Mailim Nechasim, Nichse Avinu, Yafedinar, that it doesn't work. Right? We saw it in the Mishnah that if the Yasomim inflate the value of the Ksuvans, okay, oh, we want to collect the Ksuvans in Nichren, okay, this 1,000 is worth 1,001. You can't do that. You can't inflate. So if that's the case, that's what this guy's doing over here. He's taking take this house of 500, and he's inflating the value as if it's worth 1,000. We see for a Mishnah, you can't do that. So Amalei Rava, he says, no, for a Mishnah, you can't bring a Raya. Why? He says, it's different. Because Hatsam Islu Pseida Liasme. Hachami Isle Pseida. Alfei Yahiv Ve Alfei Shakil. So it's different. In the case of the why they can't do it in the Mishnah is because they're causing a loss. The ones that say the 1,500, we had the example, right? So the one that says the ksuba of 1,000, if they're going to inflate the value, now it's 1,001, now they go, oh good, now we can do ksuba in Ikhrin, so we can take 1,000 and give the other boys 500. So these boys are only getting 500 by them inflating it. Had they not inflated it, there would be no ksuvs in the Yichud. They'd each get a split, let's say, everything together. So let's say the two boys, like we said, each would get 750. So here they're losing. Instead of getting 750, they're only getting 500 by the one that has 1,000 inflating at 1,001. So therefore there, it doesn't work. But here, the Malva's not losing any money. The Maisa, he gave a loan for 1,000 dinarim, and that's what's coming to him. And so the guy's saying, here's 1,000 dinar. Well, you're not losing any money. I just said, so I'm just giving you a choice. You really, really like the house so much, so consider it like 1,000. You don't, so here's your 1,000, you're not losing a penny. You're getting your 1,000 zoos, which you lend. Here it is. You gave 1,000, you're getting 1,000. So you can't compare the two. Okay, so now we're asking interesting shaila. V'tirfa b'kama kasvina. What happened? So fine. Let's say the lender took the option. He really likes this mansion that he took. So he goes, fine, I'll keep this mansion for 500 and I'll consider it like I got 5,000. Fine. So he takes that option. Now, what happens? The buyer that sold them, right, the buyer that bought these mansions originally, and now he's made this deal with the lender, right? So the buyer, he can go back to the one he bought it from and get his money back, right? If he bought Be'achrayas, right, from the borrower, right? And so, right now, it's not gonna be too successful, Ms. Thomas, because why? When the lender comes collect, he can only go to the buyers if the borrower has no money. So the borrower is broke. But it could be that in the future he'll have money, so he always has the option. He has a right, the buyer, to come back and say, look, I bought this house from you, it got taken away from me, and collect and get the money back. Fine. So what happens? He's going to go collect, so he has to go, has to have a document from the basin that his house was taken away from him to pay the loan. So the question is, how much do you write on the document? Because on the one hand, what was taken away from him? A house that was worth 500. So he deserves only 500 to get a 500 from the Mitzad Sheni. He handled with the lender, right, who took the house away from him, and he said, consider that as if it's 1,000. He says, fine. So maybe he has a right to collect 1,000 from them, because the house was 500, but he handled, it was covered the loan as if it was 1,000. So maybe he could collect 1,000 from them. The question is, that's what we're going, what do we write on the contract? How much can he get back now from the lova? Can he get back to 500 with the real value of the house? Or 1,000, which is what they consider the value of the house? So Ravina Amar Abba Alpha, he can collect the whole 1,000, and Rav Avira Amar Bechameshmea, he can only get the 500, Vehilchasa Bechameshmea, it's 500. Okay, Rashi, Amaske Be, no Shimbo, he borrowed, Shakel Lokech Alpha Zuze, 1,000, so if Shavialaf Hahi Chada Lekabala Bechov Shalcha V'taniach Li Edzu, then fine. If you want to just take it and leave it, and that 500... Zuz house is 1,000, good. If not, here's 1,000 Zuz. V'istalit mitarvayu, and then give me back the one that you took, and finish. Hainu masnisi, we thought that's the Mishnah. Me masnisi matzinu lemegmar haidina. This, we can see this then. The low matzitain le hai lokeach hachi. You can't say that. Shahayamayle al damea, because you're inflating the value. We see from Mishnah, you can't inflate. No, there's different over there. He said, "Isipseida libnei ksuba ktana behalosan shel elu." It's by the bigger, the one that took the 1,000, by inflating it to collect the ksuba zindik, when you're causing a loss to the other ones. Then v'tirfa b'kama kasvina. So we ask, when this tirfa, this document, what do we write on it? How much can he go back to the loeb and collect? Hare lokeach ze, quote unquote, machra, as if he's sold lenoshe be'elev zuz lefatzoso michavo, to be able to convince them to accept it for the chob. V'chazar lebeisdin lichtov lo shtar tirfa. Now he's going to go back to beisdin that they should have a shtar tirfa al ze shemachra, to collect from the love who he bought it from with achrayas bechrayas. Hare tarfu amimenu b'demei elev zuz. It was taken away from him as if it was 1,000 zuz. Really, only 500, but he accepted it as 1,000, so it was taken away from him as if it was 1,000 zuz. So maybe he can collect from that amount. So bekama kadvinanle. So how much, in fact, do we write it for? The tirfa be'alef, kishira of the chov, or maybe bechamesh miyash sharei kach kana mimenu, because that's how much he gave it to him for. Okay, well, just to do the next case quickly, because exactly the same as this. So we'll just read it through. It's mamish exactly the same, just different numbers. And we'll end with this. Okay, ahu gavra to have a maskebe hamea zuz. Guy owed 100 zuz this time. Habulehe treik tine yadara. Instead of two mansions, he had two little pieces of plots of land. Chad zabinu bechamshin. He sold the lover, sold one for 50 zuz. Vechad bechamshin, another one for 50 zuz. Atza balchov vetarfa lechad minayo. The balchov came and took one of them. Hadar Asavikatarif Lida, who's going to take the other one for the rest of the Chov, and then Shachal Mea Zuze, the buyer took 100 Zuz, Vekazul Agabe went to him, Vamarle said to him, Yishavilach Mea Zuze Lachai, if you want to accept it for 100 Zuz, and good, Vilo, if not, Shkol Mea Zuze, Vistalach, then take the, you don't want to accept it as the full Chov, then here's their 100 Zuz, and give me back my field, and finished. So Savar Rav Yosel V'meimer, again, Hainu Masnisin, that's the same as our Mishnah, that you can't do that, it's called inflation, which you're not allowed to do, Imamar Yosomi M'chule, so Amar Le'abai Midami, you can't compare the two, that Hasa Mislu B'seda, in case of the Ksubas, is a loss Le'yasmi to the ones of the smaller Ksuba, but Hacha Mai P'seda Yisle, there's no loss over here. Me'ah, he even gave 100 as a loan to the Lov, and Me'ah Yachshak, in the end, if he wants, he can get his whole 100 back. So it's not the same. And then the Gemara again clears Vitirpa, this the document that he has, that it was the field was taken from him in the event that the Malva decided to accept that field as half the thing, as the whole, as covering the whole loan. How much do we write the Tirpa for? Bekama Kasvinan. So Ravina Mar B'Mei, you write it for the Mea as if he took Mea, and the Rabavira Mar B'Chamshin, the actual what he took, the 50, Vihilchasa B'Chamshin 50.